I'm trying to figure out what the steps are so that when we meet next, are we bringing the right detail of information together to either start to go down the list and check off those things that we had said, you know, on the whiteboard?
Well, it could be, and it could be part of one of the steps. You could, I mean, to me, it's...
You could do that in the short term.
You could do it in the short term.
And still have an option.
The question becomes is do you feel that you should, I would say they're two separate services now. One's EMS, one's fire. The question that what you're saying is and what I think we're all saying is, conceptually, we think they should be together. And you're calling it public safety or whatever you want to call it. Whether it's a contract, whether it's a elimination of the levy and increasing the fire levy, whatever the case may be, the services is what I'm hearing everybody here say we feel should be together. Now, the second part is what's a stepwise fashion to get there? Is an intermediate step to have the hospital district contract with the fire district saying we will pay you, the fire district, we're going to pay you $2.2 million to run EMS for us. And then fire department can say, we'll take this, this, and this. You guys can keep all of that. And fine, we'll take your $2.2 million. And now we're going to start running EMS. And then they can work on whether they go out to get the town to annex in for fire, whether they increase their fire levy. So there's different steps you can do in that. But what I'm saying is I think what everybody else is saying here is that as a general rule, we think the services should come together. Whatever those steps are to make it happen, I think.
And that's my question. Yes. I'm trying to drill down now.
I don't think we have had that discussion on the step by step.
No, that's where I'm actually, that's where I'm moving to right now.
Because mechanically, there could be an option.
There could be
an advantage to do that because the technical part and the timing relative to assembling a change in levies and borders could be complex enough where you might want to do that in the short term because it'll get you the advantage of the dual operation.
It would also give you the advantage for the fire district to start looking at that service level. They can start saying what is the service level is needed. They can start looking at what the operational costs are. They then can say, you know, what is the levy need that they have? And so there would be advantages potentially to that. So.
And if they contracted, EMS could for the interim stay in the building out.
Potentially, yeah. Or fire could say, you know what, we want them in-house.
Right.
So.
And okay. The fire has to determine if they can purchase land at cost condition. And can you sell that back to...
Well, that belongs to the hospital district. That already belongs to the hospital district.
They can remodel it in that space.
So is that the end step then? Is that just a suggestion we put out and then we move to what next step? In other words, I'm trying to progress down to figure out all the things now that we need to bring to the 28th meeting and to the whatever meeting so we can continually make our decisions and get to where we write up the document. So if we say contract would be an interim or it would be a lasting thing, we can stop and go home. If we think that it should go further, then what are the steps to see that we need to do to get further? Is that what the question you guys are putting together?
Well, I don't perceive that contracting is a long-term solution.
Okay.
So I would say if we're going to consolidate, it needs to be full-on consolidation.
Okay.
Because I don't think the contract thing.
So then is that the question?
I would agree with that with my original statement saying I think the long-term 5-10 years, whatever it be, regional fire authority or whatever to oversee everything, I think you have to get like for like across the county to make more sense.
So then the things you guys are looking at do we suggest to them that they stop the EMS levy and pour everything underneath fire? Do we suggest the two levies? I mean, is that
the existing EMS levy runs for another few years. So they have that window of time to make the transition, whatever that is.
Okay.
The first step could be if you think it needs to be annexed, the town of Friday Harbor needs to be annexed into the fire district. Step one, one vote. Then, next vote, next election, is change where the EMS levy is collected. It's no longer going to be an EMS levy. It's going to be either a fire district levy, or we have the fire district pick up a levy of equal amount for EMS only. I don't think there's an advantage to having a fire and an EMS levy separate within the fire district. So my suggestion would be we tell the public that this vote is to fund EMS in the fire district now by bumping it the same amount as the EMS levy and abandon the EMS levy. That's my suggestion.
And
that would happen a year after the
And that suggestion is supported by what?
Well, because there's more flexibility in finance that way. They don't have to have two. This one was only 50 cents, and this one would be a buck and a half. And, you know, no, make it one.
Plus
it's any amount that you need.
One's termed and one's not termed.
Yes, and it would be a permanent levy.
Yeah, so again.
It takes care of the continuous funding issues of
right.
People every 6 years or whatever.
Okay. So. All right.
So that's basically a couple of steps to get you at least to where you now have a model on this island that looks a lot like Lopez and Orcas, which means that years later, once everyone in all of the islands all agree an RFA is a good idea, they can have that.
Okay. What else?
Probably not in my lifetime, by the way. But not in my actuarial lifetime, as they say. But it could happen. You know, stranger things. But you'd be positioned then. What you think might, or at least what Mark has said he thinks is, and I'm not sure everybody agrees. I'm about 80-20 on that. I think RFA is a good idea, but I'm not sold on whether it's really going to provide the benefits that are tangible.
Sure.
I think what helped with that is just personnel changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you vacation time, you need a unit over here. What's
Right.
You know, that sharing of resources.
Yeah, I think we did talk about recruiting and retention and the ability to move coverage around would be great. I mean, I totally agree that that's a nice advantage. And command and control, which Dr. Johnson was talking about. Yeah. Not a bad idea. So there are advantages to that.
Common equipment, buying power.
Common standards and stuff like that. Much of which, not all of which, but a lot of it could happen even without an RFA. So,
exactly. Yes,
I'm not sold on the RFA necessarily.
I agree with you.
I would agree with you, and I would also agree that a lot of the training and scene safety could all happen without even a merger.
Yeah.
But when you have personality-driven organizations, those things don't happen.
It facilitates the
structure. That's really what it does. It gives a framework for an organization that has a single employer, which gives it that, whether it's called an RFA or whatever it is, it still gives that frame.
My sense also is that what's going on in the mainland sounds like it's going in that direction for a reason. I'm sure that if you wanted some reasons for why, how, and whatever, you could get that from the neighbors.
This thing in the Skagit that we all read about
right
now, it's going to end up costing the first year $500,000 more than they ever thought. It was rushed through against a lot of people's.
Yes. It was a very fast transition.
A lot of people were not happy.
Unbelievable, in fact.
But it's the first year. You know, they're working things out. But a couple other people have been talking about is the future of fire, EMS fire. Sorry.
For Rick, EMS.
That was really actually a good thing.
There's challenges coming up in the next 10 years. We were involved back in the early days setting up all the first EMS systems. It was all, this is all new territory. You know,
right.
It's coming back from Vietnam. It was all new territory. It sounds like another transition of medicine, governance, taxes. Everything is changing rapidly in the next 5 to 10 years. Lots of changes, so hang on and see where you're going to go. Which direction it's going to go.
Probably not reason enough to make the change here.
It'll be 10 years after.
To match whatever. But assuming that it's working, that there's, you know, that there was value in it, then by the time we have some real data to say here's why it's better, we may overcome the cultural hurdles that we all know we're going to have to clear to get the county on the same page.
But then the coordination on the mainland is, you know, all the research, training, continuing, and everything. That was a big benefit to everybody. But they all seem to like that. Which provides better healthcare in the field.
But that first comment about it's $500 more than they had planned to do this, is reason to be cautious about going out with our consolidated budget that says here's how much money.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know what? Yeah. There's a transition cost you don't even know yet.
Yeah.
They might swamp whatever that saving is for the one or two people you think
right.
you can cut out of the budget.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm just cautioning that's probably. I think you could still sell it probably for the better services one if it doesn't cost more. So if you said this 50 cent levy over here is just going to go over here, we will abandon that, and this one goes up 50 cents all the same, you won't have an impact on your wallet.
Right.
And we'll get benefits.
Right. And then it becomes who's picking it up to be able to manage it within that the confines of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's really, I suspect, or I'm going to lay odds, that it was the management and not necessarily the concept that drove it $500,000 more. Mm-hmm. And well, that's
possible.
Yeah. She's skeptic.
Realist.
You're <Yeah. laughs> a one-man skeptic.
Okay.
Does that flesh it out a little better for you?
Well, it does. It does. I mean,
I do think this work that everybody's doing actually does.
I think it's starting to congeal. I just don't want to come up January the 1st and we're going humming, 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 what are we going to write? And so.
Yeah. I like humming, 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 though.
I do that a lot.
Another committee might have to be the one that actually going to write all this down. This is not something that we're going to do with the five of us around the table on a Wednesday night, writing it all down.
No,
this
implementation
has to be done. You know.
We'll probably try to put together component chunks and then keep
take pieces of it, whatever it's going to be. Because that process by which we get this report into the hands of folks, which is a couple months down the road, maybe we have to have something, and it has to be written by somebody.
Yes.
This isn't the way to do it.
Yeah.
No, but when they start talking interim chiefs and those kinds of things, I think, there is a thought process that they're waiting for a recommendation, which means that sooner rather than later, at least the frame needs to start to, I think, become assembled, or else they're going
to
go home.
Yeah, there has to be a sense of urgency. We'll be here next year, too.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
So now what?
Good. If there's any other public comment?
We need clarity on when the current levy expires. I think I heard George say that it expires in 2 years.
No, I said we have 3 years to do this.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did that specifically because if we haven't passed another levy 3 years from today, we're running out of money or dead in the water. So
right.
That's the reason.
Well, EMS could beat us to running out of money.
Well, they could run out of money because 50 cents or whatever isn't enough.
Yeah, right.
But is legally, they're screwed then because I can't help them.
They shouldn't. They,
no, they
should.
I fully agree that they should.
That would resolve a lot of issues all by itself. So.
You know what the state average is?
It's a whole new thing.
The state average is. The average of what?
Per run?
EMS levies.
There's 100.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I know
they're 40 cents.
But
the state average is 48.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
right. Yeah, but.
Different.
Big,
yeah, it's a big
small
difference.
Small towns,
big towns. Yeah, we don't have volume.
No.
They have
you
volume.
Think?
So their fee for service side is bringing in a lot more earnings than what our fee for service side is that offsets the levy. And so, understandably, they do have struggles. And I mean, it's legitimate from that standpoint.
If we contracted out for electrical and plumbing and we were able to do those that work for residents, we could make up the difference.
Maybe that's
in our revenue.
You think that's the next thing?
Yeah.
Side jobs?
Yeah.
You think that's the solution?
We'll build.
You're
going to
put that in the recommendations, are you, Chuck?
Actually, I think community paramedicine down the road, it will. Has potential here in the island for additional fee for service side.
Yeah.
I think there's opportunities on the fee-for-service side.
And in theory, if you're doing community pair medicine right, it actually reduces your number of runs, so on and so forth.
The emergent runs.
Yes.
But there is the community pair medicine workload.
Understand.
That could. And since we're in a very rural environment, it allows for healthcare intervention or that is not necessarily what happens in urban on the community paramedicine side. And so, and there could be fee for service structures that go into that. They could have value.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent, good work. Mm-hmm. So, we're adjourned.
So, I agree.
Yeah, we're adjourned.